Welcome. Thank you for playing with remote viewing with me. The first thing that I would like to share here is just my setup. And I'm going to keep this really simple. Who knows, maybe this will turn into a class one day. Not sure. That's definitely the request. We'll see. So just a general idea, real basic things for setup. So you don't have to be in a perfect environment, but just, you know, think about the things that distract you. Think about the things that help keep you focused. It's going to be different for all of us. If you're using the second option here and you are, if you're doing this target or if you're not doing this target, but you're practicing another one, you can always record yourself and look back on it, or you can even record yourself into an AI and then ask it to summarize it for you. If you're doing this with AI, that's usually really helpful. And then I like it because I can keep my eyes closed, but I still always have pencil and paper around to draw, sketch out anything that I'm picking up on. I think that could be really helpful at times. Or if I'm just getting random words and just really short little things, it sometimes helps, even if I'm recording it, to write them down. It just really feels like I'm getting it out, getting it on paper so the next thing can come in. So again, I really don't think there's any special kind of environment. If you want to have some tools around, you know, you're going to take it seriously. Bring maybe a crystal, or I wouldn't recommend bringing any divination tools into this, like a pendulum or anything. That's pretty hard to mix that in for most of us. But if you're new to this especially, I would have paper pencil around. Okay, so now I'm just going to give you a brief little example of how I internally, mentally get into my headspace for this. Very similar to any other intuitive work that I do. So I'm just going to close my eyes because I am stimulated so much. There's so much data input that comes in visually for me, like many others, but again, if eyes open for you, just sort of, you know, practicing that drishti, that softened gaze, that's good too. So go within, find any little bit of focus. Don't worry about clearing your head completely. Don't worry about having 100% focus. That doesn't happen for most of us. In remote viewing, it takes a lot of practice. So go within, maybe just become aware of your breath, even if it's just for a minute. And then we're going to set intention first. Okay, so if you're practicing along with me right now, your intention is going to be something like this. And you can add a little or a lot to this. Your intention could be something just as simple as you could say out loud or in your own head, my intention is to connect with this remote viewing target that is a place on earth right now, and the target is 7K4-NR29. And I like to repeat that. I like to write it down, write it over and over again, and then I add to that intention just my own little detail, saying I would like to receive intuitive messages clearly. I would like to have clear vision and feeling and knowing. Maybe clarity around whatever I hear, what I smell. Having all my human senses and my intuitive senses all really plugged into this. And then I set those intentions to connect with my higher self, to my inner authority. I set the intention to also use the assistant guidance and help of my spiritual team, so my guides, guardians, ancestors, deceased loved ones, connected to all that is in a good way. I do always have a moment of land acknowledgement, just feeling really connected to Mother Earth under my feet, opening up to Father Sky and the universe above, just that equal grounded and openness, asking to be surrounded by positive, supportive light or whatever it is, frequency. I mean, it really, there's no wrong or right here. And once I feel like I've set up my inner realm, I go to imagine a very neutral space. And I highly recommend this. this can be a game changer. I have a giant blackboard that I love to imagine in front of me for any sort of work like this. Giant blackboard, it takes up my peripheral. I can't really see around it, and it's empty. And the visions for me will appear on this blackboard. And then once I feel like I've captured that vision, as little or as much as it is, I internally or aloud say, okay, thank you. I'm erasing this. I'm letting it go. And then I keep it empty to the best of my ability until the next one comes. You can imagine yourself anywhere, anywhere that's comfortable for you. Some people will go down to the bottom of the ocean where it's dark and cool and calm, or a field, like a prairie field, you know, a warm, warm summer's night with a full moon, but it's still really peaceful and really empty. So that's always going to be the two big things there. You don't want a lot of stimulus going on, and you want it to be peaceful so things can show up in your mind's eye, okay? And then write down, trust what comes through, let it all out if you're recording it. Write down as much as you can, let it flow. Don't stop and hunker down on any one thing. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. Have fun, enjoy, please don't judge yourself, and I'll have a follow-up blurb as well.